Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
We love food, and so do you. And so does Class 1 Direct. Fresh food suppliers to the restaurant industry of the north of England, Class 1 Direct have taken the Stray FM Food and Drink Show to some fine food fairs. We've cut fresh asparagus, explored how goat's cheese is made, and even investigated how bad weather in Spain is going to change the tomatoes on our plates. Claire and Joe from Class 1 Direct are out on the road again, and this time in Lancashire. So Claire, what are we looking at today?
So today we have come to see Pam at Growell Salads based in Preston. We have been working with Pam for approximately 6 years. Pam is supplying us with growing cress, little gem, cos and Ophelia. Joe and I are currently stood in a greenhouse. Hi Pam.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you very much. We started off as salad cress growers. My dad and my granddad started growing cress in the early 60s. Then when my granddad died, we moved the nursery over to this site and started growing lettuce at the same time. So quite a lot of experience with salad over the years. We've probably got about 3.5 acres growing space, some little gem and some for the salad cress and the pea shoots. At this time of year, we're cutting about 400 boxes, so...
Wow.
That's 400 by 30.
By 32.
Yeah.
About 12,800 there.
I can't do the maths on that, I'm afraid.
Approximately 12,800.
Have you packaged them all here as well?
Everything's packaged on our site, yes.
So what we're seeing here in front of us was cut this morning, packaged... Mm-hmm. And we've got it in our warehouse tonight, and it's on the chef's block tomorrow morning.
That's exactly right.
24 hours, literally, and it's fresh to the chef. Excellent.
So now we've just walked into another huge warehouse with lots of machinery in here, Pam. So can you just tell us a bit more about what actually goes on in this area of the workplace?
This area is where we sow all of the cress seed and the pea shoot seed for processing and for sending onto the benches. Right in front of you here, we've got our large peat bin. We have to mix peat and add fertiliser to it every day.
Yeah.
And then as you go down the line, the peat will go into trays and then we sow the seed on top of the trays. For the pea shoots, it's a little different because we don't use any peat for that. So that's just sewn on with a different type of sewing machine into the trays and then it's pushed out onto the benches again. And then they're both treated slightly differently when they get into that area.
We've now come into what is known as the blackout room. So can you just tell us a bit more what goes on in this room then, please, Pam?
Once the trays come off the sewing line, they're popped onto the benches along here. And once you've got a full bench, we have two layers of plastic. One is clear with little holes in it.
Yeah.
That goes on top of directly on top of the cress itself. And then it's topped off with a white polythene, also with holes in. And that just keeps out the worst of the light. You don't need to grow it as though it was in an airing cupboard like we used to do at school anymore.
Yeah.
And that keeps everything nice and clean. And after 2 or 3 days, that can all come up. The cress has started to sprout properly and it's at a nice sort of baby cotyledon stage and it's ready to sort of be pushed out onto the other side.
Lovely. And we have some lovely looking cress here to our right-hand side. So is this nearly completed now as a process?
This will be getting ready. This dries out now because you can actually hold it quite dry for quite a large amount of time. It'll be pushed out there and then within either 48 or 24 hours, depending on the time of year, before harvest, we give it all a good water and then it's ready to pack.
We're in another large greenhouse and in here are living pea shoots.
Well, these pea shoots, they're grown completely without any growing medium. Both the cress and the peas, no pesticides used. They don't have any pesticides. And then gradually, we just give it enough time for the leaf to open properly and the tendrils to develop, which is what you're seeing over there on the right.
Yeah.
You can see the different crops marked out as you're looking across the greenhouse that we sow on a daily basis.
Are you finding it particularly on trend?
Very much so, very much so. The salad cress has always been our bread and butter, as I said, since the 60s. But it's one of those things that unless you're eating it with an egg and cress sandwich, it's just something people don't notice anymore. I think it's rather undersold, but that's just the way the world is these days. It's nice with the pea shoots to have something that is really popular and people are really getting on board with.
So it's super summer salad time at Grow Well Salads. But what about the best part? Who's cooking it up at their restaurant?
So Joe and I have now arrived at Salt's Diner within Salt's Mill, and here we meet Paul, and Paul's the head chef. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We've got in front of us now, we're brought back from Growell salads with us. We've got some Little Gem salad cress and some Living Pea Shoots. These are currently on your menu at the moment, are they?
Yes, the Little Gem is used in our Greek salad, our Caesar and Chicken Caesar salads.
Lovely.
The mustard and cress we use on garnish for our side salads, and the pea shoots is used on a variety of dishes for garnish once again, on the risotto, the steak, things like that.
How important is using fresh produce and local fresh produce to you in here in the kitchen?
It's very important. We use as much, if not all, fresh produce. We get that delivered daily. It comes from Class 1. We use them for probably over 20 years now, always delivering quality stuff.
Thank you very much, Head Chef Paul Hugo. That was fantastic. Thank you very much. And it's one of my favourite places to come on the weekend, so thanks very much.
Top growing from Grow Well Salads, top chefing from Paul at Salt's Diner, and top reporting from Claire and Joe at Class 1. If you'd like to find out more about Class 1 Direct, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, or at class1direct.com.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.